Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area because Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and I perform healing today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way tomorrow and the following day, for it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent to you. How many times I yearned to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned. But I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Jerusalem, Jerusalem. We would be fully present getting to Jerusalem with the very impact of our lives. I want to stress our personal response to this, not that I feel that group and church political action and so on aren't important. Indeed, I still keep a very active relationship with my mission experience in Kenya and Uganda. This is really important to do those things. But at the present time, I really feel the need of making a kind of authentic response to the conditions of the times. The choice I have is not so much a good political one, but a personal one, to becoming more authentic, more full of life at whatever stage or level my energy allows me to do. And so it becomes important to make an impact, and you can do that in two ways, certainly by organizing something, although I'm not really always so fond of that, and sometimes they don't go anywhere, but also through realizing a certain personal sense of achievement with the Lord, opening myself, my whole self, with as much generosity and freedom as I can manage to the Lord's presence as the Lord keeps me going. Recently, here at our retreat, we had a prayer group come, Sacred Science, they call themselves, and so on. And I got talking to one of the participants, and he said, what a marvelous experience they were having. Because instead of kind of starting them out with beginner's stuff, the resource person placed them all in a sense of union with the divine. And starting with that union and recognizing that union, its fullness and beauty, began to ask some practical questions. What keeps me from getting here? What keeps me from getting here, away from this divine sense of God's being for which I was made and which is the only thing that really brings me to fulfillment? Well, that's a good place for us to start. And to begin to look for them, certainly in big events, political events in our world with its many, many needs, certainly with globalization, we're aware more than ever of the needs of our brothers and sisters everywhere, and really, really disappointed when people have such a small and selfish take on things, or a political take where they would control other people financially, militarily, and so on. The exceptionalism for any group is really a hateful sort of thing and not in any way connected with our religious response as Christians. Well, I want to trace how maybe this coming to a certain fuller sense of things can be found in our lives. Recently, at kind of about 4:30 in the afternoon, we're kind of getting ready for the evening prayer and stuff like that, a fellow came by in a van, and he was very, very upset, kind of one of the forest people that live here. He lived in his van, and he had just lost his dog, and he wanted me to come with him up to the hill where he was burying his dog, an old golden retriever. That always strikes a chord with me. I had a lovely dog like that for years. And so I said, okay, come on. And we went together a 10-minute drive up the road and got to the mountain fastness. And we walked out in the forest, and we said a prayer and a blessing. And he wept and wept for his dear, dear friend, that dog, who's the only close person or animal that he had meant so very, very much to him. And then began to tell me about his link with the Catholic Church and his grandma. And all of this kind of came together in that moment. And for me, it was just an incredible moment of blessing, and the reality of goodness really takes over and touches our lives. I want to point out to you a kind of third point, and it deals with the way in which we realize fully the sense of God in the center of our lives. It's very important for contemplative people and people who share that. And it's another way, I think, of really getting to Jerusalem and really delivering the goods and the small things over which we have control in the ways we can make our contribution to the larger scene and have a practical effect in the great city of our time, the great Jerusalem of now. Here I'm thinking of a poem I discovered recently from Mary Oliver. It's in a book called Dog Songs, and I'd read it to you, but I would almost feel like it was stealing. And so we just can't do that. Mary lives on the coast, probably East Coast, and along the beach. And this poem describes going out at night, and it's entitled The Sweetness of Dogs. And she has several dogs from the sound of things, and one's Percy, a little fella. And they go out, and she looks up at the moon sitting on the sand, and the little dog cuddles up into her side, and she's just simply overtaken with this incredible beauty that surrounds her, as certainly I am very often by the river here, or the beauty of the forest, or driving back and forth to town, you see the leaves during these autumn days. Incredible sense of beauty and wonder that God blesses us with. And so Mary is there just spellbound with the stars and life all around. All of a sudden, she looks down at little Percy, and Percy is looking up at her with absolute attention and love, as if all the things that she's seeing above is something he sees in her. Perhaps you've had that experience with an animal, but read the poem, Dog Songs, poems by Mary Oliver. And take time to ground yourself in praise and recognition on this journey to Jerusalem, that God's blessings may be found and find a fuller expression in our world, even now with all the difficult choices that are ahead of us, and often them very negative choices. And yet, we need to make our impact, to make our choices known, as together, through God's gracious kindness, we journey to Jerusalem and discover those blessings which will impart joy and recognition and even salvation to our brothers and sisters everywhere. May God bless you and encourage you in the choices that are yours during these days.